Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in. Good Monday. Did you ever have a bet that you hope you'll lose? Well, the last time we had top advisor to the Trump campaign, Steve Cortez, on, he said, I'll make you a bet. Trump is going to win. Take away California, which is a different thing, right? The Latino vote, win it outside of California. Now, that would have all kinds of repercussions in Florida, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, just to think of a few. Michigan, I'm not so sure, but I guess so. Let's go to Steve here to get an update from the Trump campaign on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. And yes, listen, I stand by that. Our numbers with Hispanics continue to look great. And I believe if you take out California, by the time we're done with the election, I believe we will win the Hispanic vote in this country, ex-California. And it puts a lot of states in play, places we didn't win last time, places like Nevada and New Mexico, possibly even Colorado. And I believe it's going to solidify states that we won and we need to win again, like Florida and Arizona. But you're right, too. North Carolina, a lot of people don't realize, has become a really Hispanic state. So, you know, look, we want to earn the vote of every American. And I don't care if you're black or brown or purple, right? We want to earn your vote because we want prosperity for you. But I'm an Hispanic, and that's been a really intentional outreach of the campaign. It seems to be working because the economy is working for Hispanics in this country, both the pre-pandemic economy that the president built, as well as the one he's rebuilding right now. So we think we have a compelling message for Hispanics. We also believe that a lot of Hispanics believe properly that they have been left as political orphans by the Democratic Party. This is not your parents' or grandparents' Democratic Party. And as it lurches leftward, it leaves a lot of people who have traditional values and beliefs and leaves them as political orphans. For example, Hispanics are, according to Pew Research, are 17% more pro-life than are white Americans. Well, a pro-life person has no home in the Democratic Party of 2020 any longer. You know, even Joe Biden himself, who used to be sort of a moderate on the issue, you know, used to say no taxpayer funding, that sort of thing. He's gone completely to the absolute extreme left of, you know, taxpayer funding of abortion and abortion all the way until the day of birth. So a lot of Hispanics, a lot of traditionally minded people generally, who perhaps used to vote Democratic, have now realized that this is no longer their party.
And Steve, is this across the board? Because we see with African Americans, the one group, it's younger African American males, 18 to 50 or 44, whatever, versus older. It's a harder thing to shake all those years of the media for Trump.
Right.
Are these, when I watch the news, well, you know better, but I think I see older Hispanic voters, somewhat older, because of their experience with socialism and all that in Florida. Those are the people I see. Do you think it's across the board?
You know, I haven't seen enough age data to give you real insight there on Hispanics. I've actually seen more of what you're talking about, the age data on the African-American side, and it's flipped there, right? Meaning older voters,
yes.
It's just we can't get them out of their habits, unfortunately, from my point of view, unfortunately. But younger blacks, are much more willing, less strong Democratic Party identification. I think that's true among young people just across the board, right? They just don't identify with parties the way people of my generation and up would. So I think young people are just more flexible in that regard, you know, as far as party ID in general. And so, you know, I think you're exactly right, too. Our polling shows that among young black men, we're really starting to find traction. And I think, you know, part of that is obviously the record that Donald Trump has, but part of it also, and I've never been one to care a whole lot about celebrity endorsements, but I do think some of these influencers, some of these pop stars that are coming our way and openly endorsing the president, a lot of them being black men, I do think that has an effect, and it's probably helping us in those communities. And, you know, listen, if we get anywhere, say, in the upper teens in the black vote, and certainly some credible polls are showing us there, if we get anywhere near 20%, if we get 40% or north of the Hispanic vote, and again, I think we'll do better than that, but if we those numbers, if we get near 20, near 40, that likely makes the electoral map prohibitive for Joe Biden. So we're going to keep grinding and sweating it out, and we're going to hustle all week, 8 days, week and a day, till Election Day, and we're going to earn the victory.
Now, over the weekend, I saw one interview, Steve. You were quoted saying Trump is mourning in America, and in his own way, optimistic, not in the way that Ronald Reagan did. It's a different style. And Joe Biden offers dark winter. But the problem is breaking through. The media has settled in. We are in dark winter, and we're not coming out of dark winter, given the virus. So what's the path to break through that kind of perception?
Right. No, listen, it's hard. Okay, I'll be the first to admit that. As a messaging guy, it's not easy because the marching orders have clearly gone out from the DNC to all other allies in corporate media, right? And we want to spread irrational fear and we want to depress the country. And part of that is talking about a dark winter. That was the phrase used by Joe Biden on the debate stage. I thought that was shameful. That's not what people want out of their leader, is foreboding and doom. You know, I said he's kind of a combination of Nurse Ratched and the Grim Reaper. Americans want to hear an uplifting, inspiring, and realistic message, by the way. I mean, you know, not just happy talk, not Pollyanna. So how do we get the message out? Well, one way is by campaigning as aggressively as we are. So the president's travel schedule, his children's schedule, all of us here just absolutely hustling as much as we can, using all the channels that we can where we are unfiltered, you know, on social media, for example. And then we're going to rely, honestly, on the deplorables out there. We've got to rely on the army for Trump, word of mouth, Facebook, you know, social media. In their circles of influence, we need the millions of Trump supporters to get the truth out there. And the truth is, look, take the virus seriously, but do not let it dominate your lives. Don't live in fear of it. Don't live in fear of each other. We know that this virus is very, very communicable, and even lockdowns don't stop the spread. So what we should do is take reasonable precautions, go back toward normalcy, living our lives, unless you're a highly vulnerable group. If you're very elderly or very infirm, then yes, you need to take extreme precautions, or maybe extreme's too much, but serious precautions.
Right.
But for everybody else, we should take reasonable precautions and get back to our lives. And particularly for young people, for children who are not statistically almost zero vulnerability to dire effects from this virus, they should be living completely normal lives of in-person school, of sports, et cetera. So that's the president's vision. It's very different from Joe Biden, who threatens lockdown again over this country. I hope and believe that the American people are going to choose the let's stay open president.
And Steve, you mentioned deplorables. Now it's the chumps for Trump.
Yes.
After Joe Biden, just one visit, he just goes to Bristol, like a half hour away from where he is. And he can't, with nothing going on, start talking about chumps out there that support
I'll work
Trump.
As hard for those who don't support me as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there.
You know, he increasingly comes off as an angry man. If you notice his cape, when he does go out in public, which isn't often, right? Didn't see him yesterday. I don't believe we're going to see him today, which is pretty amazing, 8 days out from him potentially becoming the most powerful man in the world. Pretty crazy to take the day off. But it's perhaps because when he does go out in public, he does two things. Number one, he gets angry, and he yells at the crowd, if you notice that, the crowd of cars honking their horns. It's just a goofy scene. Or he gets confused. And by the way, I'm not making fun of him for this, okay, because it's not his fault, but he is a boxer who no longer belongs in the ring. If you saw him yesterday in his virtual thing that he was doing with Joe Biden, he apparently thought he's running against somebody named George. Now, I don't know if that's George Bush or George Washington, but George is not close to Donald Trump at all. And look, if that were isolated, you know, I would, of course, give him the benefit of the doubt. Anybody who speaks enough in public, I know this, you know, slips up and just says dumb things that don't make sense, right? You just have, you know, a mental moment. But for him, it's consistent. It's all the time. You know, that much is clear. So, and I think, too, here's why that is a political matter, is because, according to Rasmussen poll, 59% of the American people do not believe that he would finish his first term in office. And that means a President Kamala Harris. Now, I think we need to really reflect on what that means. If you saw her disaster interview on 60 Minutes last night.
Yeah, we're going to play that, Steve. But you know what? They have the home court advantage. They have like a 50-point lead going in. They laugh when you call them a socialist. And they do that, I don't look like a socialist. And, of course, someone like Nora O'Donnell doesn't follow up.
And is that a socialist or progressive perspective?
No. It's... There you go. Yeah, they're able to laugh it off. This is what we've come to. And this is 60 Minutes, hard-hitting, Mike Wallace.
Oh, you know? Please. Well, yeah. Not anymore. It's not, unfortunately. Yeah. No, it's a lot more like Chris Wallace than Mike Wallace, sadly.
Yeah.
And, you know, in their bias. And you're right. It didn't follow up there. Like, well, wait a second. Why does that make you laugh? You know, like, you are literally, according to a data model from an independent group, GovTrack, you're the most liberal member of the United States Senate. That is based on your legislative record. It's not somebody's opinion. You are to the left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. How do you explain that? You know, isn't that unacceptable to middle America? You know, those would be the kinds of follow-up questions that a real journalist would have asked. And her laugh, by the way, I couldn't believe she was clearly unprepared for the question, which I can't imagine. She had to know that's going to come up. But her nervous and uncomfortable laugh for something that's not at all funny, you know, I'm all for humor, but like nothing was funny there.
I think she's one of the least challenged public figures that has ever risen to this level. And that's why she dropped out even before the first vote in the Democrat primary. And she could become she could be one of the most accidental presidents ever.
Yeah, I mean, only Gerald Ford probably would have it right, a claim to that title over her if she does become the president of the United States. You're so right, by the way. She hasn't done a press conference. Think of that. She's vice presidential candidate, has not done one single press conference. And compare that to how much Pence and Trump are willing to take on the press, you know, on a constant basis, an antagonistic and even disrespectful press, you know, if you contrast that. But she doesn't – you're so right that she really hasn't been tested because, of course, she won in a heavily blue state. You know, she just has not – any sense been battle tested, you know, and again, she's one of the most liberal members of the Democratic Party. For example, and this is key to Pennsylvania, whereas Joe Biden has tried to waffle all over the board about energy, right? Although he was more honest with us in the debate finally. But he at times tries to act reasonable on energy when he's in Pennsylvania mainly. She has been adamant from the very beginning. She is in favor of banning all fracking everywhere. We have the tapes, we have the receipts. So Pennsylvanians need to think about that. A President Harris would ban fracking nationwide. Think of what that means for the economy of Pennsylvania. Think what it means for the national security of the United States. That's a scary prospect. Now, I want to convince people mostly based on our affirmative view that it is morning in America. But I do have to also warn people, if I'm doing my job correctly, I have to warn them that the dark winter crowd has really, really bad intentions for you. And Kamala Harris's intentions are even worse than Joe Biden's.
Well put, Steve. Well, we'll see how that bet goes. I hope I lose. And it would be morning in America to see that. And if I saw Trump getting 25% of African-American male votes, it's celebration, whatever happens. We've broken through to a new day, and it should inspire Republicans. If you're courting the vote, going after every vote out there, this can happen.
I think it can. Hey, one last word, too, I'd like to tell you is congratulations. You only have two wins, the Eagles, but they're in first. We'll take it, right?
It's kind of like the Democrat Joe Biden.
Theme. Every time Steve comes on now, he wants to trash the Eagles somehow.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not trashing the Eagles. You're in first place. Listen, I'm from Chicago. My Bears are the worst 5-1 team perhaps in NFL history.
Well, wait a minute. Let's let the Bears alone there. You have Nicholas the Great at quarterback here. Come on then.
Yeah. No, listen, I love the Bears, all right? I bleed blue and orange. And we're playing tonight, actually. It would be a big game at L.A. Rams, who are obviously a good team. So, I don't, you know, that would be a big win if we can pull it off. And that would prove me wrong, that we actually are a 5-1 team. But my point is, there's no asterisk on the record, right? The record is the record, and you guys are in first.
Yep, that's right. We hope to meet Nick Foles here in Philadelphia.
I like the spin.
I'll be rooting for Nick Foles, just for the record.
Okay. Excellent.
Hey, Steve, thank you. Come back soon. Thank you, Steve, very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!